to the laws of Matilas Yadayim in chapter 159, and we're going to do subsection 6. We're learning over here that the order to be a vessel, it must hold a revis of water without leaning. It has to be able to stand on its, if it was made to be without leaning, so then it's it has to be that way. If it can only, if it falls down, the water won't hold. It's not a keli. But he says, therefore, lefichach in subsection 6, megufa shel chavis sheyesh ba beis kibul revis. If you have a cover of the barrel, so they had the covers of the barrel. So if you turn it around over, it has a receptacle. You can put a revis in there. But you can't use that lid, sort of. You can't use that to wash your hands with it. You can't use it for washing. Why? Because it's sharp. It's pointy on this side. You can't put it down on its side. The water is going to pour out. It will not be able to hold a revis water in it without supporting it from the sides. You can't. It doesn't. It's too. It's appointed. It doesn't sit well that way. However, if you make the bottom, you make it wide, so instead of coming to a pointy end, you make it a little flat. So now you can sit it on its side, the bottom, and on its base, now, and then you can use that to wash it. Although this wasn't made really to receive water, it was made as a cover. It's a cover for the barrel. It's a using a cover barrel. That doesn't matter. Since now it's been sort of fixed in a way that it can also receive, it's okay. But if you have a cover which has not been especially fixed up to be used as a receptacle, it's only meant for a cover. Even if it can receive water without, it's a lid, it's a cover, but it's not pointy. You can just sit it down, it's okay. Still, like for example, this is a covering for the cups or similar. They used to have like covers, but then you can sit. You don't take from them because they're just a cover. A cover that has been fixed up to be holding water, that's okay. But if it's just a cover, it hasn't been fixed up, even though it can hold the water, since it's a lid, it's not a receptacle, then you can't take from them. Yesh makilin, there are those that are lenient, b'chol kisu akelim loymar. Some people are lenient, say that all covers of the vessels, to say, shem chashuv masum lekabola, they are considered to be made to receive. Sometimes you put in them a little bit of liquid in them. So some people do use the covers occasionally to put something in them. I mean, most of our lids, I would think, they have a knob, most of them. Okay, so you probably can't sit with a knob, but even with a knob being together, the lid could probably still hold a revis of water. But so according to these other ones, you know, sometimes maybe you don't have anything else, you'll take some, you'll use the lid as a receptacle. So some people say that it is okay. And this would also apply, according to those more lenient opinion, even if we're talking about a lid that cannot sit without being supported, because of the point of in the bottom of the lid. Like, take a cover for a pot or similar. So sometimes, occasionally, they would sometimes you prepare them lahafchoy al pi hakadeira. Sometimes you actually flip the lid around and you put it on the pot of the pot. You flip the lid. You know, a lot of times you do it when storing it is easier, so that the pointy doesn't stick out on the top. So you store it in a way. But sometimes on the pot you put it and put a little soup, a little liquid in there. And that's why you can wash with him, with it. Provided that it can sit. If you can sit without leaning, even though it has not been fixed to receive, let's say the point has been broken on its own, so now the lid, the point where you pick it up, still, yes, he says you should be stringent like the first opinion, not to use lids for netilat yadayim. So if you have a lid, you don't have anything else, don't use that lid to wash your hands. Because we want to be strict like the first opinion.
Rabbi,
yes.
Years ago, did people, centuries ago, use pans or pots with a handle as washing cups?
That wouldn't be a problem. I don't know if they did. That would not be a problem, though. If you have a handle or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, now you have the two handles.
Either, I don't, that shouldn't be a, I don't think that's a problem. Okay, subsection 7. What happens if it's a kind of a dish that cannot sit unsupported? It needs support in order to sit. However, it doesn't sit well as well, but even if it falls to the side like a lid, and it's still going to hold a revis, it's going to hold. In other words, if you sit it on the point, it doesn't stay there. But if you it falls a little to the side. But if you take a look, how much water does it hold as it's sitting now? It holds a revis. It holds a revis. So that so you can use it. You can use it for netilas yadayim. From the water that it holds, which means you need it the water that it holds to have a revis. You know, if it doesn't have a revis, water extra water you can't use. You have to use the revis, which is it's a kosher keli for. Only from the waters that he can hold while it's sitting on the side. In other words, you can't fill it up and use all the water, but you can use enough water that's in there that would be sitting there while it's leaning. That amount of water you can use from Tilshidayim. But not from the extra water that you can hold. You can't fill it up with the water because which now that it's flat, because that isn't coming from the keli, because the keli is not the only amount of the keli is that amount of water. All the extra water isn't coming from the keli because that doesn't hold in the keli. The same thing is he says if you have a vessel that has a hole and you're using the hole to pour through there. You only use the water that it holds until the hole. But not from the water that's from above the hole. Because they are not coming from a vessel, even though they're coming through the hole, because since the keli can hold them, that's not the keli, so it needs to be underneath that. Okay, time?
Yeah.
So what time is now?
9:09.
Okay, I'll do one more, and then, okay. Subsection 8, yeah? Chamas u'kvisha. Chamas u'kvisha, these are mina neder shel oir. They're kinds of vessels made out of leather. Shetikna v'oslam beis moishav. It's pouches that you make from leather, but you made a seat for them. Neitlemem, you can take them. You can use them to wash with them. Afilu nifchasu mipim ha'mitzideim. Even if it was the mouth has sort of been shortened, it's missing, or the sides, as long as they can hold the revis from the place where they have been shortened below, it's okay. Sometimes people take a sack or a kupa. The kupa is. It's a very light material, like it's a tikin l'shev l'smicha. that you set it up to sit without leaning, and you made tar until they can see. So you took like a bag or very material. Now you can, you can't still use it for water, for washing your hands. Because most of them are not done for, they're not made for liquids. You don't put liquids in a sack, you know, it's not made. Only in a balloon if you want to throw it to somebody. Same thing is, if you have made out of material, hats made out of material, like you have a high material, even though it's very strong, that water is not going to run from them. You want to use your hat to use as a vessel. Even though it's a hard material, like it's still material, but it's a material that water will not come through them. They're not meant to receive, they're not meant for water, to put water in them, to hold water. Nevertheless, when you're pressured, you can use them. Because people who are traveling sometimes use it to drink from that, even though the kach, there is not totally similar to a sack and a kupa. That you don't use them at all for any liquids. The one who does want to use it, his opinion is nullified by all people, so we don't count that at all. So therefore, a sack and a kupa don't work, but a hat or made something of material sometimes will work. But some people prohibit. Even in the case where you're pressed, because they've never been made for Kabbalah, and also now they're not really standing for that. They're not similar to the covers of the vessels that you can sit. They can sit without leaning. That some people say that you could take over there is. Over there, sometimes you put a little liquid. But it's no custom at all. It's only if people that are passing by, they're walking on the road, sometimes they'll use their hats or something like that for water. And therefore their view or their what they do is nullified against all the other people. They too don't prepare it for that. They don't prepare it, but they only drink so in an occasional way when under pressure. So it's not like that they use that. They set it up to be a drinking vessel. You know, it comes in there. Those who prohibit by the cover of Caleb, even though they can sit without being leaned, without support, as long if the person did not separate, especially if we make it to receive, they would prohibit it. Also, for the so then you're not allowed to take from the hats, even even according to the first opinion, because you haven't questioned. And we already said that you should worry about the words and that we should rule them. So the bottom line is, get yourself a good cup, don't use the hat, don't use all these things, and make sure that you're covered.